You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah. Oh, yeah. While traveling, this lonesome road
is not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell you all this. There's a few folks road to travel. Home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do that. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. Tears to shed down here. Oh, I hear the Lord say, welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
Everything is moving by the power. Everything is moving.
phone, text your people, they should. All the problems and your needs if you just. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just. You got some questions about some things you just. You a king, be the king, you just. A proper comfort for the queens if they. Live in favor, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they should. Well, you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like. Text your people, they should act right. All the problems and your needs if you just act right. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just act right. You got some questions about some things you just act right. You a king, be the king, you just act right. A proper comfort for the queens if they act nice. Live in favor, see the dream, act right. Get your phone, text your people, they should act right. You're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like.
Anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed. Shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Situations make you feel like less. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
God is good. It's true. Just like the statement. Look, the sky's blue.
God, we give you praise today for the blood. How many of you know that the blood still works? Why don't you put your hands together and thank God for the blood?
Oh, and minute I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, say I need thee. When thou art near, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour,
every hour I need.
Oh, bless,
oh, bless,
oh, bless
me now, my Savior.
Bless me now, my Savior.
I lay everything aside. For you that feel within need of prayer, will you bow your heads with me while we pray? Our Father, the Maker and our Creator, one who loves us when we don't love ourselves, one that sits high and look low, we come unto thee at this hour to give thanks unto thee for thy many and many blessings that thou has given us to enjoy from the beginning of our time even to the moment that we are now enjoying. Father God, we come at this hour in the evening to say thank you for all of thy many blessings. And first of all, dear Lord, while William Ham stand here, don't look upon me as nothing special, but only as a servant unto thee. And I say unto thee, Father, if thou art pleased with the way that I live, if thou art pleased with the things that I do in life, if I have pleased you in any way, Father, will you hear my cry? There are so many who stand in need, old and the young. Somebody that lying on a sick bed with misery running through their bones. Some are not able to walk. Some are not able to raise their hands. Some are not able to talk and speak for themselves. But Father, while I'm able, let Willing Hand talk for them. Please have mercy on the sick. Go into that hospital and visit that sick room right now. Go into that prison and visit those prisoners that bind behind prison walls. And have them to know, if they'll only believe on your word, that you are able, praise God Almighty, you're able to do all things. Somebody needs you in their home. Some little one right now need bread. Some little one need a company keeper. Some little one need a father. And somebody need a mother. Somebody would like to have a sister. And somebody would like to have a brother. Oh, I want to feel you today, Jesus, until you move in the room and give comfort to those that need you right now. Oh Lord, I've been out here on the job a long time, and every now and then old Satan get behind me and try to turn me around. Sometimes when I do the best I can, somebody always talking about me. But I'm glad that I'm able to stand here and say thank you for my blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for holding my hand.
thank you when the world turned its back on me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Great God Almighty, thank you. Thank you, Master. Don't let my running be in vain. When I've gone the last mile, when I've drank my last cup of sorrow, when I walk the last mile of the way, well, ain't nobody but me in death. I know I got to go down through Death Valley, but oh, yeah, though I walk up in the valley. Hey, God Almighty, you're able to make old death behave. Take my body and rock me, rock me, rock me, rock me. Hey, God, to sleep. Coming home after a while. There won't be no more dying. There won't be no more sorrow. There won't be no misusing me. But all after a while, I'll get my two wings and I'll fly away and be at rest. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning to all you wonderful people out there in radio land. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach us at 984-733-3977. Once again, 984-733-3977 or 347-215-8049. Once again, 347-215-8049. Also, visit us on the website, nfiradio.com. This is Thoughtful Thursday. First of all, let me humbly and sincerely apologize. We had some technical difficulties in the studio, and so you might have missed us a day or two. We thank you for being patient with us. I thank you for checking up on me. And I know some of you know that I just celebrated my 55th birthday. And no, I did not take an extended birthday vacation, but I wanted you guys to know that. So I'm so grateful, so thankful that you hung in there with us and you are back with us today on this Thoughtful Thursday. Stay tuned for 9 o'clock. We have a great word of the day that you do not want to miss. I hope this music is inspiring your spirit, that it's uplifting your soul. Listen to the words, let it get into your heart and into your spirit. You're going to have a great day. We speak things into existence that are not as though they were, because that's what the word tells us to do. And so I want to encourage all of you to stay tuned. Let's catch that word of the day. It's going to be great, and I think God has a word for you, you, and you. God bless you. I'll be back with you real soon. Keep on trusting, keep on believing, and keep on listening. Catch the wave.
Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting. for other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voices.
It's what I want you to say.
Even if it's just us, still need the fervor. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. Time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher. Till we are free, this is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. People to change, so we stand. We want justice, and we raise. Even if it's just us, still.
Say that again. Even.
Even if it's just us, there's still need the fuss. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do.
Everybody say,
I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world.
Design.
Messiah, who called a Messiah, the Adalabarabose, Ababasha, Abasha. I wish I would open up and give Jesus a prayer. Ababa, right there. Hey, I am. I am. I am. I'm a designer's original. I am. I'm not waiting. I am. By his stripes, I am. I'm living in the I am. I praise in the I am. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Somebody ought to raise his hand. I see you, Trina. I see you. Can y'all just raise it? Just raise your volume a little bit higher. Let me hear you declare it. Say it. Say it. I am. Everybody say it. Come on. That theme is just in here tonight. Because you are, I am because of you, I am what you designed me to be. Somebody must need to be reminded that you are everything that God created you to be, and you cannot forfeit your destiny.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello God. Hello. Hello God. Hello. Hello God. Hello. 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 Hello God. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony.
Hello. Hello.
Holy,
burning bush. I have heard the voice of iron.
Oh!
looking at me like this. Everybody looking at me like this. Yes, sir. Listen at this here. Listen. Don't let the devil rise. Oh, no, Lord. Let the devil rise. Can I tell you what happened? Y'all might as well come on, get with me, because I'm on things I get tired. Don't let him drive your car. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Oh, don't, Lord, let him drive your car. Can I tell you what happened? If he drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him drive. Play, son. Y'all ain't too scared to come on and clap the hand, everybody. Come on. Everybody. Tonight. got no cavassier. But you know what? I heard the William brother said this here. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank you, Brother Doug. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't need it. Woo! Now, if y'all really got it, pop your hand. Come here. Y'all say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No, 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 no.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
That's enough, y'all. Don't do it, say.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't do it, don't.
Well, right am I now?
Woo.
Good God, I
feel alright.
Right now I feel
alright.
Today I feel
alright.
And ain't nothing gonna bring me down, cause I
feel alright.
Right now I feel
alright.
Now let me tell you what I feel.
Yeah.
to all of you who are just joining us. This is Thoughtful Thursday. It is the top of the hour at 9 a.m. It is time for the word of today. The word of the day is the world versus the Bible. And then I'm going to have a part two, joy versus happiness. So first, let's talk about the world versus the Bible. What does the world tell us to do? The world says, do you, boo. Do what makes you happy. Love who you love. Life is short. Do everything you want to do while you can. Make yourself happy. And so that's some of the things that the world tells us. And then on the flip side, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What things? Everything that we need in Christ to live a good and godly life. You can find that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says that we are not trying to please men. We're not trying to please people, but we are trying to please God. So when you think about do you, boo, do what makes you happy and things like that, the Bible tells us something totally different. And then this is the kicker. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So heart, soul, strength, and mind. That's what the Bible says. So when you compare what the world tells us to do, and then what the Bible tells us to do is totally different, right? And I know what the world is saying. I know it sounds good. I know it might feel good. I know it might look good. But I want to be on the side of righteousness. I want to be on the side of the Bible, because the way I look at it is like this. If there is a heaven and a hell, which I believe, and we will have to give an account on how we live our lives on this earth, which I believe. If I'm wrong, there will be no consequences for me being wrong. I can just humbly say, hey, I was wrong. You know, kudos to you guys, you know. But if you are living for the world and you are wrong, the consequences are devastating. Devastating. And we do not want to play Russian roulette with our soul, Russian roulette with our lives. So that's just something we don't want to do. So the word of the day is the world versus the Bible. Now, I want you to think about that. But you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher. Reach out to us at nfiradio.com. That is our website. We have a 24-hour hotline. That's 984-733-3977 or 347-215-8049 if you want to call us for a prayer request. Or if you want to request a song that you would like to hear, that is how you will get in contact with us to do so. Stay tuned a little later, because we're going to come back and talk about that joy versus happiness. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for riding this gospel train with me. You know, I always tell you there'll be no me without you, and you don't even need a ticket. All you have to do is show up and get on board. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep enjoying this great music. Catch the wave.
to heaven just to jump and shout. Nobody there's gonna put me out. Get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me well, cause I tried it on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan stream. I'm gonna look up David in the heat of the day. And then
to tell you it's coming down, it's coming down. Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here. Come on, choir. Let's sing it like we back in the 80s.
Thank you. Christ the shoes God on your feet so that you can walk God up and down the street.
God
he got the bird
God
in
God
the air.
God
he got the plane flying
God
everywhere.
God
whatever you need.
Speak to the Bestseller award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yo.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's on your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It is 9:30 a.m. on this Thoughtful Thursday morning. You know, I call it Thoughtful Thursday because I want us to think about what we're thinking about and to help you understand that a lot of times we don't take captive our thoughts, you know, and make them obedient to Christ. Sometimes we let the enemy run away with our mind. We be thinking all kinds of things, and we have to watch what we think, because as I told you before, the biggest battle is upstairs, as I call it, in our brain and in our mind. But anyway, thank you for locking in. Thank you for riding this gospel train with me. Thank you for catching the wave with me. This is Thoughtful Thursday, and we are thinking about, we had the word of the day earlier, the world versus the Bible. You know, who's right? Is the world right or is the Bible right? And you all know that I believe that the Bible is absolutely 100% right. And so thank you for being on point. You guys always are on point. Thank you for listening. Some of you have asked for me to give you the scriptures when I share that, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. You can find that in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 40. Also, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 31. And Luke chapter 10, verse 27. So thank you for letting me know that I didn't give you those scriptures where you could find that. I appreciate you so very much. Stay tuned, because 10 o'clock, I want to come back with that joy versus happiness. And
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything. I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me. I know. Yes, I do.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church, NFI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
What if I told you hope was the key? Would you believe me? Well, you should. Because hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
With all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this. Hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
No need to worry. No need to pray. No need to be afraid.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole world, and it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands, all in his hands, every worry is all in his hands, every pain, every fear, it's all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands? When he's right here.
For the word, and we have someone that's well qualified to give you the word of God on this morning. We want to say to you, get ready for the word of God from our very own pastor, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Are you excited? Are you excited about what's going on here in Lincoln Park with our youth? And the parents and all of those that are working this month, our Black History Month, every Sunday, our young people and our older, the teenagers, all of them have come together. And I tell you, I have enjoyed every Sunday. So we're looking forward to go out with a big bang on the fourth Sunday. And make sure you come back to support our young people. Weren't they awesome? The Ratcliffe family, we are descendants of slaves. I even have a bill of sale of my great-great-great-grandfather, Washington, when he was 2 years old and his brother Warren was 4 years old. I have an actual bill of sale that come from the Historical Society in Anson County, where my great-great-great-grandfather and my great-great-great-uncle was sold to a slave master in Wadesboro for $400. I've looked at that bill of sale at times, and it brings tears in my eyes. I'd be wondering what my ancestors, what they were thinking about. They were away from their parents, and there they was on a plantation, which a lot of my other family members were on as time went on. And I did do a documentary on it, but we are descendants of slaves. I am right here. But look at what the Ratcliffe family has done in this area of Lincoln Park. Give Bishop Senior, give Bishop Junior Eli Ratcliffe, give them a hand. You never know who in your family or what can be done. So I encourage you all. It's last Sunday, my sermon was to go forward. And I still pray and encourage you to do just that. Are you ready for the word? Pray for me. The word that I'm going to speak this morning comes from one of the most quoted verses about parenting found in Proverbs 22:6. And it reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Can you say amen? Heavenly Father, fall fresh on me. Lead me, guide me, and direct me as we speak from this demonic text, Proverbs 22:6. This verse is practically telling us to start children on the way that they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. That's what the New International Version translated instead. Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talent. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The New International, the New Living Translation says it, direct your children unto the right path. And when they are older, they will not leave it. Many of you, all of us, are here because we have been trained. We were pointed in the direction that we were to go. Although parents, grandparents, the great-great parents, or other family members have gone on to be with the Lord, we are here. And why we are here is because we were taught to be in God's house on Sunday. Somebody need to say, thank you, Jesus. We could have been gone. It could have been the other way. We could have been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Thank God we were pointed in that path. And when the Bible says the way that he should go, it means he, she, all children and youth should be trained. Plain and simple, I like the way the Good News Translation says it. And it says, teach children how they should live, and they will remember it all of their life. I remember, how many of you remember what you were taught concerning the church and the Lord, and you intend to dwell in the house of the Lord like David all the days of your life? If you feel that way, say amen and give God another hand. So all of these different translations want us to train, direct, teach, and discipline, which I will speak from next Sunday. I don't have time today to go deeply into this text. We have a baby dedication after the following this sermon. So I will speak on this text more next Sunday. But briefly, I would say this. If my children were here today, which they were here last Sunday, and I know they'll be here next, but I would ask them to stand. One of them is over the hill, and the other one is headed to the hill. And their parents are well beyond the hill and headed toward the mountaintop. And how many in here are over the hill? Come on, raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. God has blessed you. God has blessed you, and he's keeping you. You didn't get this old being a fool. You had to make some choices, and there were so many times, even me, I was right on the edge, and I could have fallen off. But I thank God that he kept me. Come on, tell somebody, I thank God that he has kept me. Glory to God. You know, and here in this text, it does not designate who is to do the training, but it does specify how we are to train them. And that is to train them up, not down, Not backwards, but up. And there are many ways that from the exegesis, from the text, that we could use our spiritual imagination as to what up means. But it didn't just say, as I said, train a child. It said train them up. So in other words, in training, there is an extension to what we are to do and how we are to do it. which involves a lot of people. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
The trainer is not to put them down. The trainer is not to let them down. There's a movie that says, which way is up? How many of you know that movie? Mm-hmm. But sadly, some people don't know how which way is up, because they themselves are still learning, are still trying to get themselves together. And sadly, they themselves have children or grandchildren. So if it says train them up, we all need to know which way is up. Can I get a witness? If a child is down in a economically or in an economic hole or socialistic or depressing place or hole or anything that degrades their chances of success in life, and they are trying to get out, well, whoever is to get them out, they themselves must be standing on higher ground. Can I get a witness? You cannot pull somebody out of a hole if you are in the hole with them. Can I get a witness? Am I right about it? Whoever is the preacher, the teacher, a family member, a cousin, a mother, a father, a grandfather, or whoever, a guardian, whoever it is to help pull a child or a person out of a hole, they themselves must be, they have to be standing on higher ground. Let me hear you say higher ground. And since this is Black History Sunday, I close with an old hymn that we used to sing when I was in the Lincoln Park Junior Choir. Many, 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 many moons ago. Isn't that right, Mother McCoy? Isn't that right, Secretary Sister Sarah Yarbar? Now, a long time ago, but I remember another verse that Paul said, and even in preaching and verse and Bible study, he said, I count not myself to apprehended, but one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. No matter where you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, you got, as a people, you got to know how to keep pressing on. And if your children and your grandchildren see you in the hard time, and they see you pressing on, they themselves, when they run into some of the same obstacles, and when they have trouble in this unsteady and confusing world in which we live, they will know how to press on. Come on, tell somebody, press on, and keep pressing on. That old hymn says, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining still every day. I still praying on upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. How many of you remember that song? A higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubt arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Tell somebody, my aim is higher ground. I want to live above the world through Satan's dark, and at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the sound of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glorious bright. But still I pray I've rest, I've found. Lord, lead me to higher ground. Tell somebody, higher ground. If I fall, Lord, please lift me up. When I'm down, Lord, help me up. When people are trying to bring me down, so-called friends are trying to put me down, Lord, hold me up. When your so-called friends run you down, the Lord, keep me up. When I feel down, Lord, cheer me up. When I take myself down, I pray that you will pick me up. When all of the time, God, I've let you down. God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you that you have been following me all the days of my life. I ask you today, God, please, please, please lift me up and let me stand. Place my feet. Place my children's feet. Place my grandchildren's feet. Place my family's feet. Place my feet. Place our feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Let me stand. Lord, lift me up. Let me stand. Place my feet. Place my feet on higher. Let me hear you say higher. Higher. Let me hear you say higher. Higher. Not loyal, but higher. Higher ground. Tell somebody, you don't know what me and my family's been through. You don't know what we've have to go through. But we are still here. And I don't believe he brought you this far. Sickness, heartache, disappointment, and pain, but you're still here. Still standing. Oh, somebody ought to stand to your feet just because you are able to. Just because you are able to stand to your feet, let everything that have breath do what? And we will bless the Lord when. And his pain shall continually be well. With your own mouth and your own way, give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Millionaires and billionaires have to face disappointment. Millionaires and billionaires have to cry sometimes. Glory to God. You may be seated. I said I was going to finish last Sunday, not this Sunday.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to push that pause button because I feel like preaching right now. Y'all don't push me now. I will say what my dad used to say sometimes. Well. Dr. Saul, come on, Dr. Saul. Tell Pastor to stop preaching.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world,
feeling really confused.
Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from, told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
I wouldn't lie. Come back and separate. quick, y'all. Just that quick. Scott was gone. We looked around, and that ain't all. When I think about Reverend Willingham, some of y'all done forgot about how he used to sing the New Orleans. Some of y'all done forgot about my brother from Jackson, Mississippi, Willie Banks. He said, God is still in charge of my life. We can look around, and the day he's gone. Can I get a witness? And one day, y'all gonna look for Slim. I'm gonna take Wayne. You and Melvin, come here quick. Bring Mr. Joe LeGun with you. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. But I'm thinking about their lost loved one. The young man that sang, Jesus keep me near the cross. With the Mississippi Mass Choir. Frank William went down to Savannah, Georgia to sing his last song. He told the preacher in the choir, he said, last night I couldn't sleep. He said, I had to get up and read my Bible all night and talk to God. But that lets you know one thing, that God won't let nothing slip upon his people. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Yeah. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Can I get a witness? The next morning, Frank went to the airport. Get ready to go back to Jackson. But it's a strange thing to me when he got to the airport. There was a train waiting for him there. He looked at the airplane. He looked at the train. He said, if I take the plane, well, I got to go back to Jackson. And I'll see trouble there. But you know what he did? He stepped on that train. He went on to live with God. Woo!
better singer. Yeah. I think about another man who was my idol. Yeah. How many remember Robert Julius Cheeks?
That's
it. I loved the rap one day.
Yeah. clap your hands and say all of my help comes from the Lord. Y'all like my new protege? That's Blake. Come on out here, Blake. The people love you. Do a bow.
Why he may be fine. one day. He said it would make you. Trouble sometimes. Said all that you need, all that you need, all that you need.
Just faith.
When you get on your sick bed.
Just faith.
sin. Jesus Christ, that we may live, that we may have life. He suffered, bled, and died way out on Calvary, and he did it all just for me.
Let these tears fall from my eyes. Everybody come on, let's go! Everybody come on,